Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on Seattle's Cairo Radio. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts. Brian Ott is a certified long-term care planning specialist and will show you how to protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of a long-term care situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting options you need to know about. Now, here's your host, Brian Ott.
And thanks for tuning in to Long-Term Care Radio here Saturday morning, and a happy Labor Day weekend to everybody. I can't believe it snuck up on us so fast, but I really appreciate everybody tuning in this morning. I want to start today's show off talking a little bit about the Pension Protection Act. That was an act that was actually signed into law in 2006, went into effect in January of 2010. It's public legislation that was basically enacted to protect retirement accounts and to hold companies that have underfunded existing pension accounts accountable. Now, President Bush is the one that signed this in 2006, and they actually just amended the original PPA, or Pension Protection Act, to reform the system. And that what they were really trying to do is protect retirement accounts and make things a little bit more clear, make it easier for people to navigate the retirement planning in a job, meaning I have more options. My money that I put into a 401k is going to guarantee to go into something, give me some more options. So why do we care about that in long-term care radio? Well, what happened in the Pension Protection Act, they put some language in this act that really helped us fund long-term care plans. One of the biggest things they did for us is give us the advantage to do what we call a 1035 exchange, which meant we could move money from an existing annuity or a life insurance contract into a long-term care plan. Now, I'm going to explain that today. We're going to talk a little bit about how we use an annuity to move that over. But the biggest thing that the Pension Protection Act did is it removed a bunch of the tax consequences and allowed us some new options to fund these long-term care plans. And it's really the main driving force behind these new asset-based plans that you hear me talking about on the radio here all the time. Asset-based plans are long-term care plans that have value in them regardless of whether you use them for long-term care insurance or not. And so it just means win, lose, or draw, there's some value in the plan. Now, that's contrast to what most people will think about when we say long-term care insurance. Most people are paying a premium either monthly or annually, but if they never use their long-term care insurance, they don't get that money back. The asset-based plans fix that problem because they simply say, if you don't use your long-term care insurance for long-term care, there's still value in that policy. That money's going to go back to your estate. Or if you cancel your plan down the road for whatever reason, there's still some value in that policy, so the money was not wasted. But the Pension Protection Act is really the driving force behind that, and it gave us two distinct ways to fund these through 1035 exchanges. The first one I just touched on was an annuity. The second one is a life insurance policy. And I'm going to really spend some time in today's show talking a little bit about the advantages of using an annuity to fund a long-term care plan. And I think one of the things a lot of people get confused when I say the word annuity. An annuity is simply a series of payments. Think of your Social Security as an annuity. However, when we talk about it from the financial planning world, a lot of times annuities are what we call deferred annuities, which means I'm putting money into a plan today that I'm going to turn into an income stream in the future. However, you don't necessarily have to turn that money into an income stream, meaning I can put some money into an account. It's like a CD. I can let it grow, and then I can take that money out. Well, you can do that with a deferred annuity as well, too. So we're going to talk about some of the different types of annuities out there and some of the advantages of using an annuity to fund one of these long-term care plans, because really underneath the Pension Protection Act, this is probably the home run. There are trillions of dollars sitting on the sidelines out there in deferred annuities, meaning that people have money sitting in these accounts. They are growing. They're not paying any taxes on them. But if they are to take that money out, they would have to pay some taxes on them. And we're going to show you how you can move that money into a asset-based long-term care plan and really pull all of that money out, including your current growth, tax-free. Before we get to that, though, I want to spend a little bit of time today talking about the upcoming classes that we have this month. I know the end of summer is right around the corner here. Labor Day is on Monday. But we've got two classes coming up. The first one is going to be an asset-based class on Friday, September 20th. That is a 10 a.m. kickoff time. And again, the asset-based classes that we teach are really designed for people that have $1 million or more of assets and were most likely planning on self-insuring their long-term care event if they end up in an extended healthcare situation. What we're going to show you is these new programs that allow us to reposition some of our money and get long-term care, get the leverage, get the guarantees, and still get paid back if we don't use them for long-term care. And there's a lot of different versions of these asset-based plans, and that's why we have a class that is specific to that. We talk about the different types, the savings-based plans, the lifetime benefit type of plans, plans that have life insurance component to it. So there's a lot of variations. And so this is a great class if you're thinking that, hey, I'm going to self-insure. I don't care if you got $2 million, $5 million, $10 million, you want to come to this class because we're going to show you a better way to do it. And again, a lot of tax advantages come with these asset-based classes. So that is Friday, September 20th at 9 a.m. And then the next class we have is on Saturday, the 21st, the very next day. We're going to have one of our regular long-term care planning classes. That is going to be a 9 a.m. kickoff time. So 10 a.m. on Friday, 9 a.m. on Saturday. The Saturday class is going to talk about, you know, both the classes actually are going to teach you about what long-term care pays for, where it pays for care, just the basics that you need to know for long-term care planning. But the difference between the regular classes, we're going to touch on traditional long-term care insurance plans. These are the plans that you just pay into over time. There's no cash value to them. There's no value if you die and you don't use the plan. However, there still is a place for these. And generally, this is going to be for somebody that maybe has a smaller estate. Maybe they have good income. They don't have as much assets saved, but they have good income and they can afford that ongoing premium. That's where we're going to talk about a traditional class. But you're also going to learn about the asset-based plans too as well on Saturday. We're just not going to spend as much time going over those particular programs like we do on Friday. So again, September 20th, that's a 9 a.m. kickoff or a 10 a.m. kickoff. And Saturday is going to be a 10 a.m. kickoff, our regular class. All the information is available on our website at 525longtermcare.com. Again, that's 525longtermcare.com. So definitely sign up for the class. The classes are free. We give everybody a copy of our book, A Guide to Long-Term Care Planning. And I just ask you that you sign up so that we know how many people are coming because we do have limited space. We're going to head into our first break right now, actually. And when we get back, stick around because I want to talk to you about how we can use an existing annuity or set up a long-term care plan with a new annuity when we get back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Many people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than it would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Learn more by attending Brian's free asset-based class. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com.
Retirement Roundtable is the retirement planning event of the year. So come join me October 5th at Meydenbauer Center. Hey, it's John Curley with Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner in Law. Rick, I love Retirement Roundtable. Everyone learns so much.
John, once again, we're bringing the experts together to teach you about estate and elder planning, financial planning, reverse mortgages, 1031 exchanges, long-term care insurance, health care, senior housing, and much more.
All those experts are in one room.
Tom Koch of Talking Real Money will explain finances in good times and bad. Steve Elliott from Capstone Trust will cover fiduciary services. And Brian Ott will discuss long-term care coverages.
Retirement Roundtable is an informative and fun half-day event. So come join me and get all the facts at Retirement Roundtable on October 5th at Meydenbauer Center. It sells out every year. And right now, you can get early bird pricing. So get your tickets today at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
It's Tori Monson with Darlene, who is a new client of 525 Advisors. And first of all, Darlene, tell me, why were you looking into long-term care in the first place?
So at the time I found 525 Advisors, I was working for the federal government. I looked into their long-term care plans, but they have what I call a cookie-cutter approach, meaning that it's one plan for everybody. So I met 525 Advisors through another business acquaintance, and Brian Ott was able to show me that there were better plans out there, and he actually was able to make a tailor-made plan for me that was right both for in cost and for coverage.
Awesome. And I talked to somebody a couple days ago, another listener who had contacted Brian and Madeline, and they said they just didn't feel any high pressure. They didn't feel like they were talking to a salesperson at all, that they were just getting advice. Was that kind of your experience?
Right. I really feel, Dory, that Brian and Madeline aren't just in the selling business of long-term health care plans. They're actually in the people business. So they made me feel like they care about people. They cared about me. I would highly recommend them. They're very personable. They are responsive. When you call them, they get right back to you. I just felt overall comfortable in working with them. I would advise anyone to give them a call, and they will be able to steer you in the direction that you want to go. I think they're excellent, and I would recommend them to anyone.
Whew, that is a great testimonial, Darlene.
Thank you. I believe it, Dory.
Yeah, I know. I can tell. That is awesome. Find out if long-term care is a good option for your family. Attend one of Brian's upcoming classes. That's how my wife and I got started. You will learn so much. Seating is limited, so register now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio. I'm Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors. We're located over in Bellevue, Washington, and we come in every Saturday to do this show to just kind of help educate you on some of the things you need to know about long-term care planning. And I think one of the biggest things we have to understand is that long-term care events or extended health care events are the biggest risk we face during our retirement years. Statistically, the Department of Human and Health Services says 7 out of 10 of us, or 70% of us, are going to end up in a long-term care event. However, I will tell you from my own personal experience watching family members go through this, 100% of us in the future are going to be affected when someone we care about ends up in a long-term care situation. So we appreciate you tuning in. We have our website at 525longtermcare.com where you can always get the podcasts if you miss any of the information here on the radio on the weekends. You can also learn about some of these new programs that we talk about. And there are a lot of wonderful new options out there. And that's really why we bring this show to you, because a lot of people still are thinking of long-term care planning as a use it or lose it proposition, meaning I've got to pay all these premiums for all these years, and then if I don't use it, I lose it. That's just not the way it works anymore. And one of the biggest things that happened, I was talking about at the beginning of the show, is the Pension Protection Act. And what that really did is it allowed us to fund these asset-based plans with 1035 exchanges, meaning that we can pull money out of a different type of product, either an existing annuity or an existing life insurance contract that has cash value. And we can reposition that into a long-term care plan without any tax consequences. And the value in that is that if I have an annuity or I have a life insurance that has cash value and it's worth more than what I've put into the plan, if I surrendered that plan, I would have to pay tax on the gain. So the Pension Protection Act said we will allow you to move money into a long-term care contract without paying that tax on any of the gain. And what I want to talk about this week is using an annuity. And let's go back to the very basics of what an annuity is, because I think you say the word annuity, and quite frankly, it's like saying reverse mortgage. I think a lot of people just roll their eyes and they don't understand what they are. They think they're bad, but they don't really understand them. And really, an annuity Simply put, is a series of payments. That's really the definition of annuity. I'm going to get an annuity that's like a pension or it's like Social Security, so I'm getting my $1,000 a month for the rest of my life. That's an annuity. That's what the true definition is. However, when we talk about it from a savings-based plan, I can set up an annuity today. I don't need the payments, but what I want to do is I want to put money into a plan that's going to grow over time. And then in the future, I could turn it into a series of payments if I want. So you can kind of create your own pension. So one of the most basic annuities is the immediate annuity. That's somebody that retires and you walk into the insurance company and you say, here's $100,000. And the insurance company says, okay, we'll give you, you know, $500 a month for the rest of your life. You know, whatever that payment is going to be based on the interest rates at the time. But you're trading your cash value that you have today for a series of guaranteed payments. However, if I'm a younger person or I don't want the payments right now, I can do what we call a deferred annuity, which is simply put, think of it as a savings account, only like a CD where I have to pay tax on that interest every year as that interest is accrued. What happens is I end up on annuity, just being able to put that money into a deferred annuity. And as the interest grows, it just grows tax deferred. So it works kind of like a retirement account in that sense. I can put, you know, $100,000 away and just let it grow, or I can make a series of payments into my annuity and let it grow. The interest is going to compound. And at some point in the future, I'm going to have, you know, an increased value from what I put into it. And I can either annuitize that money and turn it into payments, or I can just surrender the policy and take all the cash value out and pay the tax on it then. So there's a lot of options. Or you can actually now transfer that policy into something else, like do a 1035 exchange, transfer it into a 1035. So that's what we talk about when we're saying a deferred annuity, which is what most people have. They will put money into an annuity because it will grow tax deferred, just like a retirement account. And what a lot of people will do is they'll start these annuities at a younger age, thinking they'll use that money down the road. But as they get older, maybe they have other assets that did really well, and then they know that if I leave the money sitting in the annuity, I don't have to worry about taxation. I don't have to pay taxes on it. I can just let it sit there and grow and compound. And that's the nice thing about deferred annuities. However, once I do use that money, whether it's for long-term care, whether it's for living expenses, I now have to claim that growth as income and pay income taxes on it. So the Pension Protection Act wrote in this little section that said, we are going to allow you to take an annuity, a deferred annuity, and roll that over to a long-term care plan. And now the advantage of it is that I can take all the money that I put into that annuity and all the growth that that annuity had over the years, I can now pull it out tax-free for long-term care needs. And that is a huge win for people that have annuities, because a lot of people may have an annuity that they put $100,000 into 20 years ago. Now it's worth $200,000. So if they pull that money out, they have to pay tax on the $200,000. They have to pay tax actually on the $100,000 gain is what they have to pay tax on. Well, under the 1035 exchange rules for long-term care planning, I can take that $200,000, exchange it into a long-term care plan, and now all of that money comes out tax-free for long-term care. But there's even better news than that. If I take a deferred annuity that has growth in it and I'm still healthy enough, I'm going to get some leverage, which means I would take that same $200,000, I would move it over to a long-term care contract, and now I'm going to have my $200,000 of cash value in the contract, but I'm also going to have $600,000 of long-term care insurance, meaning I have $3 of long-term care insurance for every dollar that I put into the plan. Now, a lot of you are sitting there saying, now, wait a second, why would any company do that? Why would the insurance company do that? Well, remember, really what's happening when I put money into an annuity is that annuity is earning interest. It's like a CD. So the company might say, I'm going to pay you 3.5% interest on that money. So your money is growing by 3.5% every year. That's just the way a deferred annuity works. And you can get higher rates if you put it in for 10 years or lower rates if it's for 2 years or 3 years. And it's just like a CD. The longer you agree to leave your money with them, the higher the interest rate that company's going to guarantee to you. So I have this deferred annuity. I'm putting it in at 3.5%. Well, if I put it into a long-term care plan annuity, what they're going to do is they're going to say, look, we'll pay 3.5%, but based on your age, we're going to charge you a part of that interest for long-term care insurance that's built inside the contract. So what that means is maybe instead of getting 3.5% interest, they charge me 1%, to have long-term care insurance added on there. So I'm really, my money, my cash value is growing by 2%, like 2.5%. But I have $3 now of long-term care insurance. So the way these plans really work, what makes them so powerful is I'm going to get that 3-to-1 leverage. So I'm willing to say, you know what? I will give up 1% interest growth on my money in order to get $3 back for every dollar that I have in that plan should I need long-term care. And the best part about it, folks, is that that money comes back to you tax-free, meaning you do not have to claim it as income. So a 1035 exchange can also be done out of an existing annuity into a traditional long-term care plan, meaning you can actually pay premiums out of an annuity tax-free for a traditional long-term care plan. The problem with that is there's no cash value in a traditional plan. If I move that money over and exchange it into an asset-based plan, I still have the cash value for the money that I put into there, meaning that I'm never going to lose any money. My money might not be growing as fast as it was, but I now have $3 instead of $1 for long-term care insurance, and it comes out tax-free. So just the tax savings alone can be just fantastic. What the IRS calls these plans is a linked benefit. What they say is we are linking long-term care insurance with another benefit. So that means we're linking long-term care insurance, in this case, with the cash value in an annuity. So the annuity is still going to grow in value. If I never use it for long-term care, I still have the value in that policy. I could surrender that policy, and it's just like a regular annuity at that point. I now have to pay the tax on the gain inside that annuity. What the Pension Protection Act said is if you do that, you roll over your existing annuity into a new annuity-based long-term care contract, it's going to work like a regular annuity, except if you're using the money for long-term care, all of it comes out tax-free, including the growth. So that's really one of the biggest advantages to setting up a plan that allows us to say, hey, I have an existing annuity. I'm going to roll it over into a long-term care annuity because now I have leverage, meaning I have $3 for every dollar that I put into the plan, but it all comes out tax-free. So imagine somebody that's setting out there with $100,000 that they invested 20 years ago. It's now worth $200,000. They put it into an annuity they get that has long-term care tied to it. Now they have $600,000 of long-term care, but all of it comes out tax-free, including the growth that they have right now on their existing annuity. And so that's really the power of using one of these 1035 exchanges to fund one of these plans. Now, a tax-qualified long-term care extension of benefits on an annuity is simply adding long-term care insurance to the existing annuity. I can't do that with your annuity. We have to put it into a new Pension Protection Act approved annuity, but that's really what we're doing. So we're saying I'm going to deposit this $100,000 with the insurance company. Why is the insurance company giving you $300,000 of long-term care? It's because they're taking some of the interest that you would be earning and they're buying long-term care inside that contract. That is a tax-free event for you as well, too. Used to be in the days before the Pension Protection Act, that was a taxable event because the IRS simply looked at it and said, look, you're earning 3.5% on this money. The insurance company is taking 1% of that and buying long-term care insurance, so you have to pay tax on that money that they're taking out of the policy to buy the insurance. So you would get a 1099 every year. That no longer happens on these new plans. So that's that tax-free event on the front side. But on the back side, when I go to take all of that money out, that's what we mean. That's the tax-deferred long-term care plan. It turns into a tax-free benefit for long-term care insurance. And again, it's the leverage is the reason why you do it. If I'm 75, 80 years old and I have one of these annuities that I've been sitting on for years, I don't want to access it because I don't need the money and I don't want to pay taxes on the gain. Well, now I can reposition that into a long-term care contract and get 3 times the amount of money that I have in long-term care insurance. And by the way, now when I pull that money out, all of it comes out tax-free for long-term care. So we're going to head into our second break here real quick. And we come back, I've got a client of the week that I want to explain to you how we took an existing annuity and moved it over to a long-term care insurance contract. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Learn more by attending one of Brian's free classes this month. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. 525longtermcare.com. Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, Certified Long-Term Care Planning Specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio, and thanks for tuning in on this Labor Day weekend. Can't believe summer is just gone, just like that. Kids are starting school on Tuesday, and we're right back at the grind. So, but it's been nice, and I'm glad everybody had a chance to hopefully enjoy some of the time this summer, because we're going to be right back into fall here before we know it. We're talking today about, you know, using some of these new rules that were established under the Pension Protection Act that went into effect in 2010 to fund some of these new asset-based long-term care plans. And I will just tell you that it's very exciting when we really sit down with our clients and we start talking about some of the options and we look at what we can do and some of the tax advantages that are available out there. It's just, I think a lot of people are overwhelmed, and that's why we teach these classes. You heard the ads. We have an asset-based class coming up on Friday. That's going to be over in Bellevue, and it's on Friday, September 20th at 10 a.m. And we talk about some of these asset-based plans and show you how we fund some of these and the tax advantages of funding these. And you'll hear the ads that we run sometimes talking about, you know, the fact that people will pay more in taxes than it costs to set up one of these plans, and it's true. So there's a big part of thinking about your planning in the future is how do you use your money efficiently and how do you avoid paying taxes on money that you shouldn't have to pay taxes on. And one of the great advantages that we have is funding these long-term care plans using an existing asset like an annuity. And this week on the Client of the Week, this is where we really start out and we kind of just spend a little time with you talking about how we help someone that came into our office design a plan that was right for them. Because again, every single person's situation is unique. And what we really want to do at 525 Advisors is just sit down with you, find out where your money is, how your family's structured, and what's the most efficient way to mitigate a long-term care cost. And what I mean by efficiency is what's the best way to fund that plan. And this week I have Connie who came to us. Connie is 68 years old. And like a lot of people, you know, she was told that she should have looked into long-term care back in her 50s. So she didn't think she would even qualify. And so she came to one of our classes and learned that there are a lot of options for her. And so she came in, we sat down, and we had our initial meeting with her. And what we did is we looked at all of the assets that Connie had, her income, her assets, the retirement accounts, the various pots of money, so to speak. And we kind of take all that into account because, number one, we want to know what's at risk if you end up in a long-term care situation. But I also am looking for the most favorable ways to fund a long-term care plan. And for Connie, something just jumped right out at me. She had a deferred annuity. And again, this was an account that she had set up years ago. She had deposited $100,000 into this account. It had grown to $185,000. Now, it doesn't matter if it's an index annuity or a fixed deferred annuity. That doesn't matter. What an annuity does is it allows that money to grow and to compound, and you don't have to pay any taxes on that gain. Versus if I have a CD, every year I earn interest, I'm going to get a 1099-I delivered to me, and I've got to count that interest as income and pay taxes on it. Annuities, you avoid that. So that's why a lot of people will set these up. So she, and there's also guarantees, right? That's the other thing that people have on the guarantees. They're guaranteed not to lose the value of that contract. So she had put $100,000 into this account, and it grew to $185,000. Well, I asked Connie in the process. I said, Connie, what are we going to do with this annuity? What are you really using that for? And she said, well, that's just really kind of my emergency fund. I don't really need the money right now. It's been doing really well. It's been growing, so I've just been letting it go. And I said, okay, is that something you would use for long-term care? And she said, well, I guess yes. If I needed to, I would use that. I would consider that money to pay for care. Well, here's the thing. If she accesses that annuity the way it sets today, that $85,000 of gain in the contract is a taxable event. She has got to pay income tax on that because she has not paid tax along the way while that annuity has grown from $100,000 to $185,000. This is where the Pension Protection Act comes in, and this is what we started the show with. So if you missed this, go back and get the podcast, because this is how we set a new plan up under these rules. What we did for Connie is we took this $185,000 and we did what we call a 1035 exchange. Now, again, a 1035 exchange, that's an IRS code saying we're going to exchange value in a contract into something else. So in this case, we're taking the value of the annuity, which is based at $185,000, and we're going to roll that over into this long-term care contract. It's just a single lump sum deposit. Now, remember, she had $85,000 of gain. She only invested $100,000 into this annuity. It's worth $185,000. If she was just to cash that out, she would have to claim that $85,000 as income and pay tax on it. She doesn't have to do this because we did the 1035 exchange. So what happened is she moved this money over a single deposit into this long-term care contract. That's how she funded it. There's no other ongoing payments. There's nothing else she has to do. We just took this existing annuity out of one filing cabinet. We wrote a bunch of new features on it, and we gave it back to her, and she's going to stick it back in the filing cabinet through a different insurance carrier, and now it has long-term care insurance attached. So what happens is $185,000 turns into a long-term care benefit of $7,687 a month, or $92,000 a year that she can pull out of this. Now think about this. She only has $185,000 right now in the annuity. So if she was pulling that out, she would burn through that in 2 years. But here's the thing. She will have full coverage on this plan of $738,000. So not only does she have the first 2 years there of coverage at $92,000, she's got another 6 years behind this, folks. This is what makes these plans so powerful. She's actually really got over 7 years of coverage now, pulling out that money. So we take $185,000, which was a taxable event, we turn it into $738,000 of long-term care insurance, all of it coming out tax-free. Now, the wonderful thing about this program is that if she doesn't use this plan at all, she never ends up in long-term care, she didn't lose her money, right? She still has her money sitting there in this bucket, growing tax-deferred, and that is her money that can be passed on to the estate. But should she need long-term care now, instead of having to spend this money down and pay for the taxes while she's paying for a long-term care insurance, she gets to pull out this money every single month tax-free. Now, that's the difference, right? If I just have $185,000 of cash, I can go pull as much as I want out. What the IRS says, if we're going to use it for long-term care, then we got to follow some guidelines. And the guidelines say you've got a monthly benefit that you can spend. You can't take it all out at once. But she can pull out $7,600 every single month tax-free to pay for long-term care. So when we do the math on this, you're just sitting there looking at it saying, okay, that is a tax-free pension, $92,000 a year. It's going to really last her about 8 years is what it's going to last if she's pulling the maximum amount out versus if she doesn't do anything at all. That same bucket of money would last her less than 2 years and she'd have to pay taxes along the way. The other thing people forget about is if I have a long-term care insurance contract and I'm pulling this $8,000 a month out, I am not counting that as income, which means it's not affecting my adjusted gross income. If I just was pulling $8,000 out of a retirement account or $8,000 out of a deferred annuity, what would happen is I would end up having to count that money as income, and that would push my adjusted gross income up, which would push the cost of my Medicare, because remember, Medicare insurance is based on your income. So it starts that snowball effect and can easily push you into a higher tax bracket income-wise too, because now all of a sudden, in this case, for Connie, she'd be pulling out, to get the same amount of money, she'd be basically pulling out $92,000, and then she would have to pay tax on the gain, because that annuity, remember, she put $100 in, it ended up being worth $185,000, that $85,000 is taxable. So the power for this plan is twofold. Number one, it eliminates taxes. Number two, it gives her leverage. It gives her over $3 for every dollar she's putting into this plan. I mean, remember, she only put $185,000 into the plan here, 1035 exchange that over, but she's got $738,000 of long-term care insurance. And folks, this is just so powerful because a lot of people out there, you might check your drawer. Are you sitting on a deferred annuity? Did your parents leave you an annuity? These annuities are fantastic savings vehicles because we're not paying tax as long as we leave that money in that annuity. But as soon as we access it and we start pulling that money out, we end up having to pay tax on that. That's taxed as income. So again, 1035 exchanges work on life insurance and annuities. The advantage of the annuity is not only do you get to pull out all of the growth that you have in your annuity right now tax-free, you get the leverage, meaning that I'm going to get $3 or $4 back for every dollar that I have in cash value in that policy if I'm using it for long-term care. And again, because so many people overlook this, what happens is they'll maybe go access that annuity down the road to pay for their long-term care. Well, the downside is, guess what? Now it's income and it's taxable. So if you are setting on an annuity, if you're setting on the cash value in a life insurance, consider that as a funding vehicle for one of these new asset-based long-term care plans. I mean, for Connie, she doesn't lose anything. If she just left the money where it is, it would grow maybe at a little bit higher interest rate, the cash value. But you know what? She's willing to give up an interest rate growth to get the leverage. And again, she's saying, I can trade $185 for $738,000 of guaranteed tax-free long-term care. I don't care if my $185,000 grows at 2% or 3% anymore because I get so much more leverage out of the long-term care plan, and that's really the way these plans work. So, you know, we have lots of examples like this on our website at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. So jump on there and look at some of these examples. There's a lot of ways you can fund one of these plans, and this is one of my favorite because we're literally taking something out of one pocket, putting a bunch of features on it, and we're turning around, sticking it right back in the other pocket. And for Connie, it didn't cost her a dime. She doesn't have any ongoing premiums. She's not going to lose anything, but now she's got a guaranteed plan. And remember, because she has long-term care insurance, she also has the case managers, the care coordinators, the professionals that come with that insurance plan. So should she need help, her family's not going to be trying to figure that out. She'll be able to have a team of professionals to help her as well, too. So we're going to jump into our next break here. And stick around. I've got a question of the week from Gabe in Kent. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay you back with interest if you never use it. Learn more and sign up for one of Brian's free classes at 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Brian Ott from 525 Advisors and host of Long-Term Care Radio. And Brian, we have another great question from a listener. What happens if I don't use my long-term care insurance?
You know, Dory, nobody likes to pay for something they don't use. In the past, if you never used your long-term care insurance, the premiums you paid were simply gone, just like homeowners or car insurance. But you know what? Things have changed. We now have new programs that will pay you back even if you don't use them for long-term care. You can find out about all the new programs, including ones that pay you back, at 525longtermcare.com. While you are there, you can send us your question and even sign up for a free class. And don't forget to join us every Saturday morning on Cairo for Long-Term Care Radio.
Brian has two classes coming up, Friday, September 20th, and Saturday, the 21st. Seating's limited, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. Classes are free, and you'll even get a copy of Brian's book, which has a ton of great info. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
This is Michael Medved. Financial experts will tell you that you should have a plan in place for the high cost of long-term care. If your plan consists of using your savings to pay for any long-term care needs in the future, then take a moment to contact 525 Advisors. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. They will show you how to set up an asset-based plan using a portion of your existing savings. Now, this way you maintain control of your money and you're guaranteed to get your money back even if you don't need long-term care. For every dollar you put in today, 525 Advisors will show you how to get $3 to $4 back in tax-free long-term care protection. Call 525 Advisors today to learn how you can put a portion of your savings to work and protect your family and the rest of your assets from the high costs of long-term care. Call today at 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188 and 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
We've all heard the term buy low and sell high, and markets have recently hit another all-time high. And that begs the question, is this the top? Hey, it's Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. Is this the top? No one knows. The truth is, we no longer need to know. By using our risk-managed stock portfolios and Bulwark's bond replacement strategy, we can lower your fees, increase your upside, and drastically reduce your risk exposure. This is now the longest bull market in U.S. financial history, and stock valuations have never been higher. So why risk it? Call now to get your free copy of our brand new booklet, Common Sense Investing, and learn how to protect your retirement against loss, but still participate in market gains. Call 866-779-RISK, 866-779-RISK, or go to knowyourriskradio.com.
Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement in place where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Boulder Capital Management is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, registered investment advisor.
This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts.
And again, thanks for tuning in to Long-Term Care Radio on this Labor Day weekend. I'm Brian Ott in the studio here, just talking a little bit about some of the things you need to think about when funding a long-term care plan. And this week, we really spent some time on the advantages of the Pension Protection Act. And there's a lot of information on our website. You can always jump on there at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. While you're there, you're going to see upcoming events. And so I've got a couple of classes coming up here in September. Our next class is going to be on Friday, September 20th. That's over in Bellevue. That is going to be an asset-based long-term care class. And again, the asset-based class is a class that's designed for people that have $1 million or more of assets and probably are thinking of self-insuring. So that is something that I think you should come to. We're going to show you a better way. And we just have a lot of, you know, really happy clients because they come in and they say, wow, I had no idea these programs were available. And there's a lot of advantages, just like we talked about in the client of the week this week, that will save you a ton in taxes on your existing assets if you have a plan in place. And they're going to pay you back whether you use them or not. So that class, again, Friday, September 20th. 10 a.m. kickoff there. And it's over in Bellevue, right off the Southeast 8th exit. That's where our classroom is over there. We have a real nice training room, free parking, so come on over and join us. Then the very following day, on Saturday, September 21st, this is our standard, what we call our 101 long-term care planning class. The difference between this and the asset-based class is we're going to touch a little bit on the traditional plans. Those are going to be the pay-as-you-go plans. So therefore, I'm just paying an annual premium or a monthly premium. There's no value in the plan. They're not going to pay me back if I don't use them. But there still is a place for these, especially if I have a smaller estate, because the traditional plans work under what we call the state partnership rules, which means if I use up all my long-term care insurance, then I can apply for Medicaid and not be forced to spend all my assets down. So they reward people for even having a small long-term care plan. So we're going to add that into the mix on Saturday. But Saturday the 21st, you're still going to learn about these asset-based plans. So if you can't make it Friday, don't hesitate to sign up for the class on Saturday. And again, both those classes are free. We just ask you to sign up at our website so we can keep a head count because we have limited space in our training room. And we like to keep the classes small just so that we can get to the questions, because I'm going to go through the material and then I want to be able to come back and answer your questions. And we stick around as long as we need to do all that. And everybody gets our book, of course, A Guide to Long-Term Care Planning. And by the way, that's the only place you can get that book. It's kind of a reward for coming to the class. We're going to give you this book so you can take it home and pick through it and see some of the examples. However, if you can't make it to a class, don't feel left out. Just go to our website at 525longtermcare.com. Click the Start Here button. You're going to see Long-Term Care Radio right on the homepage. Click the Start Here button. And we've got a real nice layout there of like different types of programs, traditional, asset-based, hybrid, what long-term care pays for. All the stuff that you're going to learn in the class is on our website as well, too. And we've got lots of examples of different plans that we've put in place to help our different clients for their particular situation. So all that information is available at our website. And, you know, before I get into the question of the week, I also want to say we're going to be back at Retirement Roundtable. That is Saturday, October 5th. I'm going to get that up on my website here, but it's going to be a 9 o'clock kickoff time. And Retirement Roundtable is with your partner in law, host, which is here on Cairo on Sunday mornings. And Rick Gregorick, he's going to put this plan on, and he's going to bring in financial, legal, long-term care, and several other speakers. I think it's just going to be a real good event. I've been doing these in the past, and so it is. It's Saturday, October 5th, from 9 a.m. to about 3 p.m., and so you can get information there on our website as well. And again, that's Retirement Roundtable, and you'll hear Rick Gregorick on Cairo Radio at 9 a.m. on Sunday, so you can always tune in and get his podcasts as well, too. So lots of stuff coming up, though. We're rolling in. I hope everybody has a good Labor Day weekend, and then we're right back into working hard, and we've got our classes coming up, so feel free to sign up for one of those classes. Let's get into the question of the week right now. So right underneath the upcoming events on our website, you're going to see Long-Term Care Radio Question of the Week submission. If you jump on there, you're going to see that it's just a way that you can send us a question that we're going to pick through, and we'll bring that on the air and answer the questions. And it gives us, you know, some really good feedback on what people want to know. And this week, the question came from Gabe over in Kent. And Kent says, what guarantees do I have that the insurance company will pay my claim? And Gabe, I will tell you, just about every class that I have, somebody says the same thing, especially on the asset-based classes. I mean, let's face it. I'm sitting here thinking about moving $185,000 like our client of the week, or writing a check for $100,000, or paying 10 payments of $20,000, whatever it is. You want to know what's going to happen to my money. How do I know that it's going to come back to me? Well, one thing to keep in mind is that an insurance company is not an investment company. An insurance company, most insurance companies are what they call reserve life insurance companies, which means they have to legally keep reserves in place to pay claims. And that's done by the basically constant audits and actuaries looking at the risk that the insurance company has and saying, you've got to have the money to pay these claims. So number one, there's a lot of regulation for the insurance companies that we start off right there. These companies don't just go take your money and invest it in the stock market, and then if the market crashes, they say, oh, we can't pay your claim. Insurance is a guarantee. Also, the states, about every state's going to have an insurance commissioner that you can go to the website. So here you can go in Washington State, you can go to the Washington State Insurance Commissioner, you can go to their website, and you can read about how they regulate insurance companies to make sure that insurance is going to pay the claims when the claims come due. Because let's face it, without a guarantee, nobody would have insurance. I mean, if your house, you know, or your neighbor's house burned down, and it turns out they didn't get paid because the insurance company said, oh, we don't have the money, we can't pay that. Well, that would make insurance worthless. And the same thing with life insurance. If somebody had a life insurance policy and then they pass away and their estate did not get paid, it would make that insurance worthless. So insurance is highly regulated because insurance is a guarantee. The reason why we're setting up a long-term care insurance plan is so that we have the guarantee that when I need help, I'm going to have a tax-free stream of income that's going to be there. I don't have to worry about what the stock market's doing. I don't have to worry about what the value of the real estate prices are. I have a guarantee, and that's what an insurance contract provides. So again, insurance companies are what we call reserve life insurance companies. They are just, they have to have cash reserves to pay your claims, and they're regulated by the states, and they're also regulated by the federal government. So your money is really safe. And in fact, if you really think about it, look at some of these insurance companies we work with. They have 140-year history. I mean, they've been through the Great Depressions, the recessions, the wars, and they are still there moving forward because that is their business model, is to be able to provide that guarantee for their clients in the future. So if you have a question for us, just jump on 525longtermcare.com, sign up for one of our classes while you're there, send us a question, we'll pick through that and read those. And also while you're on the webpage, you'll see right there in the bottom, top-rated local, you can read some of the reviews. These are clients, and I love reading through these reviews because really they all will say something usually along the line of how relieved we are because they have a plan in place. And folks, that's really what it's about. Get yourself a long-term care plan in place. You're going to feel relieved. You're going to protect your assets, and you're going to protect your family should you end up in an extended healthcare event. Thanks again for tuning in. I hope everybody has a safe, wonderful Labor Day weekend. We'll be back next week with another new show.
Thanks for listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Event info, planning resources, and long-term care radio podcasts can all be found at 525longtermcare.com. To schedule an appointment with Brian Ott, call 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free long-term care planning class, visit 525longtermcare.com. Tune in next Saturday morning at 7 to Long-Term Care Radio with your host, Brian Ott, on Cairo Radio.
In Africa, 5-year-old Chiru has no choice. She and millions like her must walk miles every day for dirty water. But together, we can end their walk by providing clean water close by. Instead of spending hours walking to get water that makes them sick, girls can be in a classroom that expands their minds, and moms will gain back time to care for their families. Sons and daughters can grow up strong, finally free of sicknesses caused by dirty water. At World Vision, care about clean water runs deep. Deep enough to reach one new person with clean water every 10 seconds. Because every child, every person, everywhere deserves clean water and a chance to rise to their full potential. It's true. When you just add water, you change a life. Learn more at worldvision.org.
We are the boy band.
Your tween made you see.
We are the boy band.
It's painful concert number three.
We are the boy band.
We're 5 and 19.
We are the boy band.
Always singing on key.
You love your kids enough to take them to see their favorite band. Love them enough to make sure they're buckled up in the back seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.